Good morning, WRUV listeners. You're currently tuned in here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, where the time is currently 11 a.m. I'm going to be your host for the set today, Uncharted Waters. It's me, DJ Captain Morgan, here again with trainee Aaron. Aaron.
Hey.
Awesome.
What's up?
Well, you know, very cold day for everyone up in Burlington. Everyone tuned in Burlington. Rest of the country also probably pretty cold. I mean, I know Virginia's getting some good snow right now.
Really?
I know a lot of friends down in Williamsburg. Shout out John Haas, just first person I thought of. Anyways, we're going to get you started real quick with some music. First song coming up is My Stove's on Fire by Robert Lester Folsom that I found on my friend Andrew's AirBuds listening to.
Oh, love stalking. AirBuds.
I love AirBuds.
I love it.
All right, we're going to get you started with this. Enjoy.
Something about you.
Welcome back, WRUV listeners, where the time is currently 11:16 a.m. on this chilly Thursday. You just heard Here's Where the Story Ends by The Sundays. Shout out to my friend Hunter, big Sundays fan. I know he's not listening right now, he's in class in Drexel right now, but anyway, shout out to him. Before that, you heard Life is Simple in the Moonlight by The Strokes, Leave Me Alone by New Order, and My Stove is on Fire by Robert Lester Folsom. Before we get into this next set of music, Aaron here has a quick PSA from the station. Aaron.
Oh, thank you, Josh. Of course. What's up, guys? So hello, healthy buddies and WRUV listeners, please. Oh my God. Are you feeling thirsty for some facts? Well, keep it locked in because I have facts for you. And it's all on the importance of drinking water. Did you know that our bodies are made up of 60% of water? Water is essential for our overall health and well-being. It helps us regulate our body temperature, aids in digestion, and even cushions our joints. That's fire. Wow. Dehydration can lead to fatigue, headaches, dizziness. Not good stuff. So here are some quick tips to keep water by your side. Make sure you... Oh my God. Make sure water is your go-to drink throughout the day. Team up, find a buddy to drink water with, and track your progress. That's a good idea, actually. Yeah. Keep a reusable water bottle handy. Be sustainable. And if you're not a fan of water, you can add stuff to it, like citrus stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Your body will thank you for it. This message is brought to you by your pals who drink water here at WRUV, reminding you to hydrate, rejuvenate, and feel great.
Wow. Thank you for the PSA, Aaron.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I can't say I have a water buddy, Didn't know that was actually I didn't know people did that. That's kind of cool though.
I think I should have a water buddy though.
Just someone
I need to drink
I need
water.
Somebody who like maybe I'm not even like that good friends with, you know?
Okay.
Like we don't interact at all except for like text like on the hour like
okay,
drink
you know
my water
what I think
bud.
You need?
What?
One of those water bottles that tells you. It's like you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly the one.
Yeah.
The
so
one
you're
where
doing
it's like
great.
You're
keep going.
Keep
and
going.
It's like 50 pounds.
My friend Aiden in high school had one of those like the gallon
mm-hmm.
jug. But like I feel like I don't know, that'd be too tempting to do, like, funny bits with, you know? Like, I'd fill it up
yeah,
with,
yeah.
like, strictly Red Bull or something.
Oh, my God.
My roommates
yeah.
would definitely help with that. Our fridge is
yeah.
just only, like, caffeine drinks. It's Yerbs,
yeah.
it's Red Bulls, it's Monsters.
Oh, okay.
But they all freeze, though. Our fridge broke. Like
mine does, too. I have, yeah.
Is it actually?
I have, like, my fridge has a bunch of oranges in it right now.
Yeah.
So I went to Trader Joe's, and they're all frozen.
Yeah, I don't know what started happening with that. We just kind of, like,
frozen.
We had kombucha. None of us drink kombucha.
Love.
I don't know.
I love kombucha.
Not, you know, agree or disagree.
Okay.
We just had it in, cracked,
yeah.
open, frozen.
Whoa.
Kombucha all over the place. And so we couldn't get, like, the vinegar smell out for, like, a good 2 weeks.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
But anyways, if we had water in that fridge instead of kombucha, wouldn't have happened. More reason to stay hydrated. I mean, I don't know. I was connecting it back to the PSA. Let me connect it to
we'll
the
just,
PSA.
We'll just keep moving. We'll move past that.
Who's the DJ here? Like, all right. Well, we're gonna get started with the next set of music. We've got a new song, "Any Means" by Balance and Composure, off their new album "With You in Spirit." So hopefully you enjoy it.
Feel
Welcome back, WRUV listeners. The time is currently 11:35 in the a.m. You just heard Rainbow Kitten Surprise's new song, Espionage. Mm-hmm. Before that, we listened to Heaven or Las Vegas by the Cocteau Twins, Lefty by Tidal Fight. Shout out to Maxwell, the biggest Tidal Fight fan I know.
Really?
I know. Okay. Virginia Tech, go Hokies again.
Okay.
Like, that's the theme of the show. Just every week, Thursday 11, go Hokies.
Okay.
And before that, you heard Any Means by Balance and Composure, again, off their new album, With You in Spirit. So Erin and I, during the break, we're just talking about a future concert she's going to. Erin, do you want to share which concert you're seeing?
Guys, I'm going to see Oasis.
Whoa.
Fall 2025.
Whoa. Unless they break up again.
Yeah. We were just talking about this. It's kind of a genuine fear that they're going to break up again.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, sorry. We're getting a call real quick.
Call.
Oh.
Oh.
We seem to have lost the call.
Well,
if you would like to call back really quickly, we'd love that.
Here.
We're still here.
Yeah.
Apologies for that. But anyways.
Everybody cross your fingers that Oasis doesn't break up because I need to see them.
Yeah.
And I think the world needs a little bit of Oasis right now.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
God, I love Oasis. I love Oasis. I got into them over the fall.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And then you're seeing Coldplay over the summer.
I'm seeing Coldplay this summer. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Nothing more to it. That'd be awesome.
Nothing more to it. Yeah. What about you? Anything good lined up?
Honestly, I don't have any concerts lined up. I think, I think it's T-Pain who's coming to, you know the fair we had at the start of the year here?
Yeah.
I think he's coming to next year's,
is
or this
actually?
Year's fair. Yeah, T-Pain
is.
Oh my gosh. So hopefully seeing T-Pain.
That'd be fun.
I know. But no, currently no concerts lined up. But like, my history of concerts has been pretty good so far.
Okay, let's hear.
Okay. Most recently, mm-hmm. Vampire Weekend in Boston.
That was a good one.
That sounds really good. They were like the first like band I got into.
Oh, really?
In like eighth grade.
Oh my god.
I know. So there's
full circle moment.
Oh, I know. So that was very personal to me.
Yeah.
You know, and before that, I mean, I've seen Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I bet that was really
with
good.
My buddy Timo back home. Yeah. Shout out Timo.
Shout out.
What's CU Boulder's mascot?
The
Go Buffs.
Buffs.
Go Buffs. Yeah.
The
Bulls. I know. That's what I was thinking too. You know, Scattered Ones. I saw TV Girl for $20. That was great.
I saw Declan McKenna for $20.
Oh,
really
okay.
Here in Burlington.
Did you actually?
I did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. I saw. Do you know Black Country New Road?
Yeah.
Saw them for $20. That was great.
That is really
good. And then, of course, Jimmy Buffett 4 times.
What? That's crazy.
My parents would go like every year when he was still touring.
Oh my gosh.
And then I would go along with him.
Dang.
So I think it's 4 times I've seen it. Three
That's
or four.
Crazy.
Yeah. And Loki recently I've gotten into him. Like
really? I saw James Taylor.
Oh
last
really?
Summer. I didn't even realize he was like Loki still alive. He's really old, but he was like up there doing his thing for like 3 hours on stage.
Really?
And I've been listening to him a lot recently.
Awesome.
Like,
Jimmy Buffett cracked the top 5 on my Spotify Wrapped.
Did he really?
He did not even 5, he got 4th. So,
that's impressive.
Deeply shaped me as a person, those 4 concerts back to back to back, you know. Well, if anybody listening wants to call in, and the caller we lost earlier, if they'd like love to call in again, greatly appreciate that.
I'd love to hear
talk that. About future concerts, past concerts, whatever you want to.
Anything.
We'll listen.
Yeah.
You can reach us at 802-656-4399. And we're gonna get you started off with some more music.
Mm-hmm.
This song recommended to me by my friend Aubrey. Weak for Your Love by The Sacred Souls. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
halfway across the lake. When's it gonna break? You're asking me to change. How am I supposed to change? I'm not going back, even if it cracks. The confidence I have is the confidence you lack. Thank you.
All right, welcome back, WREV listeners, where the time is currently 11:56 a.m. You just heard My Honest Face by Inhaler. Great recommendation by Aaron.
Yes, great song.
33 Degrees by Hey Nothing, a new song by them, actually.
New song.
Pull the Thread by Bummerkamp, another new song off their new album, Stuck in a Dream. Pretty cool, interesting, you should check it out. Mm-hmm. And Weak for Your Love by The Sacred Souls. That's about doing it for our set today. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. Mm-hmm. Hope the rest of your Thursday is great. Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Hope everyone's weekend also great.
Also great.
And we'll be back here same time Thursday 11 a.m. next week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Burlington, for listening.
See ya.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio.